From handmade books to oil painting, sculptures to knitting, the selections in the 3rd Annual Kinsey Institute Juried Art Show are as varied in medium as they are in subject matter. Over 70 contemporary pieces of art cover the Kinsey Gallery walls, exploring a range of topics including eroticism, gender, and body image. Curators Katherine Johnson Rare and Gary Milius explain the decision to change the name of the show in order to better represent the mission of the Kinsey Institute.
The submissions were a little different just because we dropped the word erotic from the when we advertised the show. Originally, it was a juried erotic art show. This year, we just advertised it as a juried art show that focused on different aspects that the Institute would be interested in, people who are exploring gender issues, reproduction. So a lot more broad than just erotic.
We didn't want artists to feel that they couldn't enter the show if the work that they did was not erotic or that they didn't consider it to be erotic. I think we ended up with quite a few pieces that I think most people would agree fall in that category, but we also have some beautiful pieces that deal with reproduction and other aspects of sexuality, so I think it worked out well.
Local artist Michael Wensler submitted one such piece.
I took the pictures here in town, mm-hmm. and I took pictures of the model who goes by the name of Calamity at 6 months, and then at 9 months, actually just a little bit before she delivered. The last photo session, she was having contractions.
Pat Hobar, an Indiana native living in Wisconsin, planned his submission, an oil painting, to be an homage to Dr. Alfred Kinsey, the Kinsey Institute's founder.
It's pretty representative of what I'm doing now, working just in realistic still lives of sex toys. This particular piece is really geared almost kind of as an homage to Kinsey and the work that he did with sex research, so everything in it has to do with him. There's a Shunga Japanese print, for example, and it had its references because my wife and I, when we used to live down here in Bloomington, and we went to a special talk about the Kinsey collection, and we were just amazed on how vast a collection it was and from all over the world, and that he had, it was really the first time I was exposed to Japanese erotic prints was through his collection, so that's kind of referencing that. There's other sex toys that are have to do with kind of your non-normal hetero types of sexuality, which I think Kinsey really helped bring into the open about how these things are normal too. There's a gall wasp in there, which is specific, you know, to Kinsey's first studies, which kind of led him into the human sexuality.
The curators see this exhibit as an opportunity for artists to display work that may touch on sexuality or contain nudity, work that may not be welcome in other, more traditional galleries.
Yeah, one of the reasons that we were interested in doing this type of show was because artists who are creating this type of work don't really have a lot of outlets where they can display it, and it's been a great opportunity for both them to find a venue as well as us to meet a lot of the people who are making this type of artwork.
In conversation with the Kinsey Institute's communications director, Jennifer Bass, one of the artists expressed his delight at displaying his artwork for a full 3-month run. Due to the fact that his work portrays male genitalia in sculpture form, he has not always had this luxury.
I had this piece because there was a Fulbright show in D.C., in Washington, and I have, not completely like this, but something which was also this penis circle, and it was in an embassy. And they, you know, embassy, they have it only for like a 2-hour opening,
right.
And then they put
cover it
for the rest of the show. So it was all under the blanket, but I guess this is not happening here.
No, it won't happen here.
Art-friendly place.
Local artist Deborah Klein submitted the work that was chosen by jurors as best in show.
See No Evil is part of a series that I'm doing on the census. It's a part of an erotic art series, and it's one of a number of erotic art sort of themes that I've been pursuing over the past 10 years or so. I work in paper, so it's, I guess it's cut paper illustration or dimensional illustration. I call it dimensional illustration. So it's paper that's been cut, folded, embossed, and then built up in layers to form the image. And so she's one of four out of the series on the census.
While the works will only be displayed for a couple of months, many of them will find a permanent home at the Kinsey Institute.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one of the things that's really nice about it also is that it allows us to connect with these contemporary artists and see how they're exploring some of the issues that today. Overall, one of the main purposes of our collection is as a research a tool for researchers in the future, and a lot of these artworks that we're able to keep afterwards will add a little bit of insight to what people in 2008 were thinking about sex.
I think it's a really big honor, to be completely honest. There are very few places that I know of that devote themselves to the study of sex and gender, and it's definitely an important field that needs to be studied. And then to have an art aspect of it, too, as an artist, is just fantastic.
Deborah Klein echoed the sentiments of Pat Hobar.
Well, this is an institution in Bloomington. It's one of our nicest resources.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Josephine McRobbie.